Beloved, do you love God's Word? Oh, how wonderful is the Word of God! What rich treasures, what rich nuggets of truth are found in the Word of God. I love God's Word, and I love reading it. I love studying it. Oh, I have some of the most delightful and blessed times in studying and meditating upon the Word of God. And this is wonderful truth that is available to every child of God. Now, Satan will try to keep you from the Word of God. D.L. Moody once said that God's Word would keep us from sin. Our sin will keep us from God's Word. And that's a true statement, beloved. God's Word will keep you from sin. Our sin will keep you from God's Word. Are you spending time daily in the Word of God? I love this little chorus in Psalm 19 and verse 7 through verse 11. It's a wonderful chorus of truth concerning the words of the Lord and how God's law is converting the soul, for the law of God opens our eyes to truth. It helps us to see we're a sinner. Paul says it's our schoolmaster to bring us to God. The testimonies of the Lord strengthen our faith as we read of the testimonies of Old Testament saints and how God worked in their lives to accomplish His will. And it makes wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are specific guidelines, specific instructions that God's Word gives us. The commandment of the Lord is pure because God's commandments purify our life as we read and look at the commandments of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is clean. When we reverence and respect and honor the Lord God, we'll walk in obedience to Him. We'll live a life that's pure and clean and holy. And the judgments of the Lord, beloved, are true and righteous. God is a righteous judge, and His judgments are true. His judgments are righteous. His judgments are correct. And by observing God's Word and obeying it, we find rich blessing, rich treasure. Verse 10 says, "Moreover, to be desired are they than gold, these wonderful truths of God's Word, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb." Oh, yes, God's Word is sweet. It's sweet to the spirit of man. It blesses our spirit. It strengthens our spirit. It delights our spirit. Moreover, by these statutes, by these guidelines, by these commandments, by the fear of the Lord, is thy servant warned. We're warned by God's Word. And in keeping of God's Word, there's great, wonderful reward. Now notice this little chorus, and sing along with me if you know this little chorus. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. The statutes of the Lord are right,
rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey, and the honeycomb. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey, and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, is thy servant warned. And in keeping of them there is great reward.
Yes, beloved, God's word, His law is perfect, converting the soul, His testimonies are sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes, opening up our understanding, helping us to see sin for what it is. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The reverence and fear of God, beloved, is something that we desperately need in our nation today. The fear and reverence and respect for Almighty God. We see His name blasphemed and misused so many times, in so many places, by so many people. Oh, beloved, how terrible and how shameful to dishonor the name of our living God. And the judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Yes, beloved, God's judgment is true. And God's judgment is right. The judgments of man can be false. That is, man can be fooled. Man can be deceived. He can misjudge. And sometimes we've all heard accounts of the innocent who have been judged and sentenced when they were not guilty, only to find out later that they were not guilty. God's judgments are just. God's judgments are righteous. And beloved, there's coming a day when every human being who has ever lived will appear before the judgment bar of Almighty God, either at the judgment seat of Christ, where the believer's works will be judged, or the great white throne judgment, where every sinner will hear their fateful cry, "Depart from me, ye worker of iniquity, I never knew you," to be cast into the eternal lake of fire. God is just, beloved. And people say, "Well, I don't think a loving God would send people to hell." Beloved, people go to hell because of their own choosing. People go to hell because they choose to reject God's salvation. They choose to reject God's way of deliverance. God doesn't send people to hell. People choose to go to hell because they say no to God's salvation. They say no to God's mercy. They say no to the grace of God. They say no to the sinful death that Christ bore our sin and died in our stead and died for you and died for me and died for all mankind, that whosoever would believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, confessing their sin and accepting the fact that Christ died for our sin, that he was buried, that he arose the third day, yes, that he lives, and put their faith in him as Lord and Savior, they will be cleansed. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Oh, beloved, I know it's true, because I well remember the day over 70 years ago when, as a young lad, I called out from my heart, and Jesus Christ sent the Holy Spirit of God into my spirit to do the work of salvation, and I became a new creation in Christ Jesus. Oh, beloved, how wonderful to know the Word of God. How wonderful to believe the Word of God. How wonderful to practice the Word of God. How wonderful to obey the Word of God. What rich, bountiful benefits and blessings are ours when we obey and do what the Word of God teaches and instructs us to do. Beloved, get into it today. Get up early if necessary to have time to meditate upon the Word and to let the Spirit of God teach you from the Word so you may grow in the knowledge of the Lord. Till next time, goodbye.